and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books, music, and expensive fashion apparel. But much more dangerous is the tainted food that China sells us. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. Chinese baby milk killed Chinese babies after melamine was added to conceal the milk's low protein count. China tops the list of countries with tainted products. There are some U.S. inspections in China, but they surely are not what we are used to in the United States. Even our pets are in danger. Mysterious canine illnesses and deaths have been linked to jerky treats from China, and two manufacturers pulled leading brands off their shelves. Federal officials said the current outbreak sickened 3,000 dogs and 10 cats, and killed about 600 canines. China's latest venture into deception is collecting empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refilling them with a cheap substitute, such as antifreeze, from who knows where, and then reselling this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. An expert on Chinese health at the Council on Foreign Relations, Yang Zhang Huang, explained that the big difference between Chinese and U.S. medicine safety is this. U.S. vaccines are kept safe by supporting institutions such as the market economy, democracy, media monitoring, civil society, and the business ethics code, plus inspections and regulations, severe punishment for violators, and lawsuits by trial lawyers. Communist China does not tolerate any of these safety precautions.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Second and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Thursday, February 20th, 2014. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Things are just careening down into the future, banging off the walls and gouging the plaster. And, quite a contrast to last week where it just seemed like everything was in a holding pattern, waiting for what was about to happen. And it looks like what's about to happen. Somebody pulled the trigger somewhere because it's just getting out of control there. Our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Sam is sitting in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on in with your opinion. And before we get into the news, a reminder, over at the republicbroadcasting.org website, under the updates, there's a little story that if you have an iPhone, an iPad or an Android device, you can participate in this contest that Sandra, John's wife, is working on to get a number of people to download this app from the realty company she works for. And if she gets the largest number of downloads, she will win $20,000, which she's going to give to RBN to help us grow the radio network and stay on the air. And if you download the app, you are also entered in a drawing to win a cash prize yourself. So please, if you have not downloaded this app, go over to the Republic Broadcasting website, look under updates, and follow the instructions there. It is a chance to really help us move forward. Now, getting on to the situation, it's interesting to note all over the American corporate media today, we are getting warnings of another shoe bomb terror attack. Oh, the shoe bomb is back. And they're reprising all the videotape from Reed, the last one who was out there. Oh, the shoe bomber's coming back. Now, here's the interesting part. Even the U.S. government is saying they don't actually have any intelligence of a specific shoe bomb plot. This is just, they're pulling this out of thin air. Actually, they're pulling it from their bodily orifices, but we're not allowed to say those kind of things here on the air. But that's what they're doing. Because they're saying, we have intelligence, there's a shoe bomb plot. Oh, really? Who's doing it? Well, we don't actually know that anybody's doing it. Oh, where are they going to do it? Well, we don't actually have that either. That's basically what they're saying. They don't have any specific intelligence of a specific plan to do a shoe bomb. They just decided now's the time to wag shoe bomb at you, wag the terror at you, start selling that terrorism meme again, start that pre-roll, that pre-sale, leading to a potential false flag to get everybody thinking about, oh, terror in the skies, terror in the skies. And they're even openly admitting they don't actually have any information about a specific shoe bomb plot. They just figured now's the time to wag that at you, get you all riled up and worried about shoe bombs on the airplane. And, of course, nothing's going to happen, further discrediting this whole NSA, Department of Homeland Security, TSA. But the goal here is to get you all thinking about terror ahead of a new false flag, because they're really pushing to get all these wars going. They're just trying to get this thing launched forward, to catapult it forward into the all-out war they've been drooling for going on over 10 years now. Now, over in the Ukraine, things are very much in flux. Yesterday at the end of our show, they were talking about a truce that had been declared by the government of the Ukraine and at least some of the leaders of the erstwhile opposition. But we knew it wasn't going to last because the players that are in there trying to execute this coup d'etat, which includes Israel and the United States of America, are never going to allow a truce to last. And sure enough, as soon as the truce was announced, snipers inside Kiev started opening fire and shooting people. Apparently some of these agent provocateurs, who all of a sudden seem to have access to military-style weapons, captured some of the Ukrainian police, escalating the situation. The numbers are bouncing all over the place. The one I hear most often is an additional 33 people have now been killed. And 67 police officers have been captured by the protesters. It is these protesters, these agent provocateurs, who appear to be doing the killing. And as a matter of fact, there's a very bizarre story that was being reported out of LiveLeak that an ex-Ukrainian prime minister under Tymoshenko was caught in the Kiev square with a sniper rifle equipped with a silencer. So they basically went in there saying, we will prevent this truce from holding by going in and just shooting a bunch of people, which is exactly how you keep the truce from holding. The Kiev government is now allowing the police to use their weaponry and demanding the rioters lay down their weapons. And it's not going to happen. The powers that are behind this new coup d'etat to overthrow the government of the Ukraine and deliver the Ukraine bound hand and foot to the European Union, they will never allow this thing to calm down. They're going to keep on pushing, saying, oh, it's a civil war. It's terrible. The people are suffering. We must do something about that. Obama's already out there with this speech about the red line. We've seen that before. Don't you dare cross the red line or you will face consequences. So Obama's already out there threatening war on the Ukraine if the Ukraine goes on responding to these paid agent provocateurs. And we know that's what's going on here. Over at Northern Truth Seeker Blogspot, they're continuing to provide more and more evidence that Israelis and Americans are involved in these protesters. They're providing material support, money, guidance, and it's all about punishing the government of Ukraine for changing its mind about aligning its economy with the European Central Bank. John Kerry is already out there threatening sanctions on the Ukraine. And he says he's going to do it to create the environment of compromise. In other words, do what we say or we'll starve your nation to death. And I want to make something very, very clear here. And you ought to think about this good and hard. Russia will not allow the United States to overthrow the Ukraine sitting right on the border of Russia itself. If the U.S. tries to go into the Ukraine, it will be war. And your kids will bleed for it. Your grandchildren will pay for it. The money junkies will celebrate. We are at the brink here. Now, we've been talking about the reason for the situation in the Ukraine having to do with the Ukraine initially talking about linking their economy to the European Union, then changing their mind when they got a more attractive deal from Russia. But there's another aspect, and it has to do with oil. We did have a caller into the show yesterday talking about this. And if you look at a map of the Ukraine, and we do have it posted to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, look at how many of the gas pipelines supplying Russian gas to Europe go through the Ukraine. If the Ukraine does actually devolve into civil war, there's going to be major, major disruptions of energy supplies into Europe. And that's how completely out of control and reckless this policy is. They're really not thinking what's going to work for the people of Europe or the Ukraine. It's all about grabbing the Ukraine and enslaving it to that European Central Bank. That's what it's really all about. Now, Russia and Putin have prudently avoided any overt attempts to interfere in the Ukraine. Well, now that it's becoming obvious that the U.S. and Israel and various other players are inside the Ukraine trying to stir things up, Russia has now decided they're going to send their own mediators down there to try and get this truce put back together. But the bottom line is, Israel and the U.S. will not allow the truce to last. All they got to do is go out and start shooting people. Anytime somebody says ceasefire truce, oh, no, no, we'll go out and shoot people. That's how you break a truce. That's how you end a ceasefire. And that's how they're playing the game. All right, we're coming up here on our first commercial break. We'll be right back after these words. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Sam is in the control room, and we will be right back.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Speaking of pirates on the high seas, that cargo ship that was at the center of the Captain Phillips hijacking has now apparently left port following the removal of these two former Navy SEALs who were found dead on board earlier this week. So whatever they're on and about and doing, they're on and about and doing, and they're out at sea. We're going to take a phone call here. John in Barbados. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, you're probably not going to like this, but I am sick to my back teeth, fed up with everything American. That they run around this world like it was their backyard. And as far as I'm concerned, if America goes to war with Iran, Syria, Ukraine, everything American, and I mean everything, becomes a target for destruction. And I'm not American.
You're absolutely correct. That's why it's so dangerous. I mean, the United States government is pursuing this war agenda from the point of view of a nation that is already bankrupted, that doesn't have the manufacturing that allowed it to sustain material production, and big mistake number one and big mistake number two. We don't have the manpower. I know they're waving green cards at all the illegal aliens and saying, if you'll go serve in the military, we'll make you instant citizens. Do you think these are going to be motivated troops? Do you think they're really going to be throwing themselves onto the enemy's bayonets? Or are they just going to hunker down in a hole, hope the shooting misses them, and then go home expecting to be citizens? These are not motivated troops out there. We have a military that is cursed with a generation of the world's most expensive and worst performing weapons in history. As I mentioned earlier in the week, our government appears to be repeating the same strategic mistake the Nazis did, an over-reliance on the high-technology wonder weapons in an effort to try and win the conflict from the sky, which we know cannot work. It never has. It certainly did not in Vietnam. And so my argument, I'm opposed to war anyway, especially wars just to make the bank ledgers come out in the black. But the United States is going to lose this one. And even setting aside the risk of it going nuclear somewhere between now and final capitulation, we're going to see the U.S. lose this war. 50 years from now, the stars and bars are going to be as culturally reviled as the swastika is today. That is the direction we're heading with all these policies.
Well, I mean, it was yesterday in my short statement that suggested that Russia and Ukraine may just cut off the oil and gas supply through all those pipelines in the middle of this very cold winter to bring people in Europe and their leaders to their senses. Maybe that's the quick solution that'll calm this thing down really rapid. If they don't, I think it's going to get into a shooting war.
Yeah, well, that's certainly where the U.S. has been trying to get into. That's been the history all along. Ever since we got into this Ponzi scheme central bank, inevitably it is a three-step process that leads to war. Step one, get everybody into hopelessly unpayable debt until they finally, of their own free will, stop borrowing anymore. At that point, the Keynesian economists come in and say, government has to borrow on behalf of the people, and without their permission, I might add, to keep this little pyramid propped up. Then you reach the point where the people won't borrow anymore, and the government can't borrow anymore, which is where the United States is right now, and that is when they crank up the world war, because the world war forces everybody to borrow more and spend more to fight the war, and borrow even more and spend even more to rebuild from the war. And that's the three-step process that goes from private central bank to world war. We have seen this twice before. Crash of 1907, World War I. Crash of 1929, World War II. Crash of 2008, here we are on the brink. We all know this is why we're here. This is another war for the bankers. Those bankers are sitting up there in their marble palaces getting ready to trade millions and millions and millions of human lives for some black ink on the bottom of their ledgers. That's what this is all about.
Well, I had to giggle to myself yesterday when the news came out from the Black Sea that super-duper missile destroyer had run aground and damaged it so badly. You have to giggle. Well, it's not.
Yeah, I have to. We had one of them run onto the reef right off here just to Pearl Harbor. I think it was about 2 years ago. you know, and they wound up having like to dump the raw sewage holding tanks all over the reef, which was this big environmental disaster. And you know, you look at this accumulation of stories about how these ships are, they're ramming, you know, submarines are ramming Japanese fishing boats. They're running these things up onto the it kind of makes you wonder, don't they know how to actually operate these vessels they've built, or are they also poorly,
It's the people, the ships. There's nothing wrong with the ships if they know how to use the echo sounder to find the depth of water under the keel. It's the quality of the manpower. It's gone down.
Well, to an extent, yes. And, you know, having family who are in the Navy, I know how heavily they're trained. But I also have seen, how poor the equipment is they're forced to use. And it does have problems. There was another situation, I think it was over toward Indonesia someplace, where one of these ships, wound up on a reef because its internal GPS computer mapping system had the wrong data in it. And even though people outside the ship and on shore were saying you're in the wrong location, the command crew, the people who had the deck on this, were looking at their little taxpayer-funded, lowest bidder supplied GPS navigation system, and it said this is where you're supposed to be, and they fetched up on the rocks.
Yeah, a friend of mine who was taking extracting the Michael, you can say, with General Mattis of CENTCOM. He offered to send, he's from Australia, offered to send him his GPS equipment, only $200 worth, so he could find his way in Afghanistan. And he also offered to be a consultant for them, but he's not cheap.
Well, I can imagine that, but, you know, at some point, somebody's going to have to really start taking a close look at a lot of this military procurement, because you can go down into a Radio Shack and get a TomTom or a Garmin. I love the Garmin stuff. And they work really well and put you where you're supposed to be. Then you find out these special purpose-built GPS navigators on the U.S. Navy ships, have completely bogus maps. And they're putting the ships in the wrong place. You know, why are we spending all this extra money? Go get them a Garmin or something like that. Or at least have a Garmin on there that's a backup to these expensive systems. You know, and get some common sense back in there. You know, we're losing more ships to idiocy than we are to enemy action. You know, I know everybody makes a big deal about Pearl Harbor, and we lost three ships in Pearl Harbor. Hardly anybody ever talks about the Point Honda disaster in California, where the U.S. Navy lost 9 battleships in one day to fog.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's getting a little ridiculous when the USS Gerald Ford, that new aircraft carrier, cannot launch aircraft properly. Its radar is a mess. and he can't recover the aircraft because the arrestor doesn't work properly. Amazing.
Yeah, it's all brand new technology. Apparently it wasn't tested before actually putting it onto these ships. Apparently some of the elevators don't work properly. They can't get things going up. It is huge, vast amounts of money going to these systems, and our government's getting ready to try and actually fight a war with this junk, and that exactly is what it is. And our kids are going to pay a bloody price for being forced to use this crud. And that's exactly
what it's crud. From my perspective, Michael, they should be spending this money on repairing the roads, the bridges, and the infrastructure in America.
I absolutely agree with you. But the war hawks, they want to go out and have glory and blood and the rest of it. These people are psychotic. They really are. We got to take a break for commercial. Thank you for the call, John. We'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
When all this twist of steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And just finishing up on what I was discussing with John in Barbados, we know the United States has been spending more on the machinery of mass death, war, torture, drones, terror, than pretty much the rest of the world combined. Very obviously, the United States government has been planning for and pursuing a policy of global military domination. We know it was certainly enshrined in the policy statements coming out of the Project for the New American Century, which was this organization arguing for a century of unremitting American military conquest against the rest of the planet, purely for economic advantage. They weren't even shy about saying it, just saying, hey, we've got the biggest bombs and the biggest tanks. With the collapse of the Soviet Union, we're the global superpower. Let's act like it. And here we are all these years later and all these many people killed and crippled, all these nations destroyed, certainly hated by much of the rest of the world. And we're in a position where we cannot actually complete this plan, because so much of this money was spent on weapon systems that just turned into bloatware to maximize profits. A lot of it doesn't even make any sense. I remember a couple of years ago, I was over on the Kaneohe side of Oahu, and they have a lot of military display shows over at the Kaneohe Marine Air Station. You get to see the Blue Angels there. Got to see Patty Wegstaff do her thing in the air show. And they'll roll out all their toys. And I remember looking at this Seahawk that was configured for anti-submarine warfare. And there was some sort of gizmo on the port side that was in a position where it blocked off half of the tubes used to launch sonobuoys, which is your primary tool to find the submarines that you're shooting at when you're in a Seahawk configured for anti-submarine warfare. And I was asking the flight crew, why is this thing sitting right here? It seems to be impeding your ability to prosecute your target. And they said, yeah, it does. Why is it there? Well, they ordered us to put it on there. Somebody, you know, came up with this thing. It's supposed to be some kind of a new sensor. It doesn't work, but we're ordered to put it on there. And the effectiveness of the Seahawk is cut in half, but it makes the contractor happy. And I saw a lot of the stuff myself when I was still with NASA many years ago. Huge amounts of waste. I got to see it again when I was still working for Robert Abel and Associates. We actually got contracted by the Martin Marietta Corporation to come out and build a simulator for their battle management system for the Star Wars initiative. You know, they didn't want to let go with engineers who are dull and boring. They came out to Hollywood. They got the top Hollywood visual effects shop to come on out and build them a simulated control room that literally was made to look like the one out of the movie War Games. We even got John Badham to come on over and consult, the director from that movie, to build this whole thing up, and huge amounts of money going to this system. And it is vast amounts of waste. It produces nothing of any real value. And now we're in a situation where our government is moving forward into a period of escalating warfare on the basis of an arsenal that is deficient, inoperative, flawed. And our kids in uniform are going to pay a horrible price for that. And I have a real, real problem with that. I don't want to see our kids in uniform get killed for bankers in the first place. You know, Smedley Butler wrote a speech about interventionism, and it's, by the way, it's linked to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com right now. It says, the only legitimate purpose for the American military is to defend our homes. Everything else is just part of the racket, going on out, stealing other people's wealth, give it to the bankers. And even under the best of circumstances, I don't want to see our kids being killed and crippled just to make the bankers richer. But we're not in the best of circumstances. We're in circumstances where these kids are being given substandard equipment, poorly designed body armor, weapons that will not work. They get a little bit dirty or dusty. They jam up. They're not real world. I'm sure they made a lot of sense in these defense contractors' labs, all this high-tech wonderment. But the real world is dirty. It's full of grit, full of mud, full of things that jam machinery given half the chance. And a lot of our kids are going to get killed and crippled just because what they're handling wasn't designed to really work in the real world. It looked good in the sales brochure, and that's all that really mattered. Alrighty, getting back on to the present day here. Ron Paul is now out there publicly saying the United States State Department is plotting a coup d'etat against the Ukraine. Yes, Ron, we kind of already figured that one out, but glad that you're out there publicly putting that whole idea out there, because that's exactly what's going on. The U.S. government has apparently decided they cannot come up with a way to sell you any more wars. They're just going to go ahead. Ukraine, Syria, Iran, remember what I said starting about 4 or 5 months ago. This agenda to restore the world to Bretton Woods, to bring back the petrodollar, it's an all-or-nothing deal. They can't stop halfway. If they conquer half of the world's resource-rich areas and force them to sell their resources for the dollar, the rest of the world is going to go to those countries not selling resources for the dollar to get their resources at a better price. So the U.S. isn't getting their mafia-like piece of the action of the commerce. It's an all-or-nothing deal. And that's why they're moving forward. That's why they're accelerating. Now, apparently, CNN decided to leap into the debate regarding Syria by serving up an absolutely unsourced, unproven report about Assad torturing his people, flogging his people, forcing them to dance barefoot on shag carpeting, and forcing them to tear the tags off. I don't really know what's in there. I mean, basically, the report was out there saying Assad is being bad to his people. Boy, have we not heard that already several times? Assad's gassing his people. Assad is dusting his people. Assad is showering dandruff all over his people. And they keep saying it. And CNN put this report out there completely unsourced, no backing to it at all. And Christian Amanpour is out there just, oh, it's terrible. It's all the humanity. Just before the Geneva 2 summit. And it's out there to give the U.S. and its allies something they can scream about to try and prevent any more progress with this Syrian chemical weapons deal brokered by Russia. They are just pushing on every front to get these wars going. It couldn't be more obvious. They want wars. At this point, they almost don't care who with. They just need the wars. Samantha Powers is up there at the UN screaming about how we have to protect the Syrian people from the evil Assad, forgetting that the Syrian people are actually, for the most part, being killed and crippled by the hired mercenaries. And Powers out there with a speech up at the UN calling it the greatest humanitarian crisis of our generation. 6.8 million Syrians in need of our assistance. Come on, Samantha. We know what's going on here. Syria would not be in turmoil were it not for U.S.-sponsored agent provocateurs. Ukraine would not be in turmoil were it not for U.S.-sponsored agent provocateurs. We have seen this same gambit played time and time again by the United States over the last half century. Saw it in Chile, saw it in Cuba, saw it in the Philippines, saw it in Iran. Do you really think we are all so stupid we don't see this is what's going on again, especially in this reckless playing of the same gambit in multiple nations at the same time? The reason the American people didn't pick up on it before, when it was Chile or Iran in 1953 or the Philippines or Cuba, it was because they spaced them out. It was one at a time. And there'd be an overthrow and a coup d'etat and everybody said, boy, I wonder what's going on. Then there'd be time for people to kind of forget about it. But when you're playing that same gambit in multiple countries at the same time, people notice. They see the similarities one to the other. And they know what's going on. Meanwhile, over in Syria, something big may be getting ready to happen there because apparently their main newspaper, Sana, their website servers are now under cyber attack. They're trying to shut that down right now. We're going to take another break for commercials. I know we got a caller on the line. We're going to get to you as soon as we come back from these words from our sponsors.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Extend your life with
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take a phone call here. Obi in Colorado. Aloha, Obi. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
I'm doing fine, Michael. I got a little brief little story I'll tell you. I work for an oil field company, and I've told you about this before. Mm-hmm. And we were very, very close to General Dynamics, who at that time was making the F-16 fighter jet.
Yes.
Well, they needed a quarter-inch Allen wrench ground down a quarter of an inch shorter than it normally was, so that they could fit it into an area to tighten up something on the plane. Now, these Allen wrenches you can buy for, at the time, 99 cents at the hardware store, any normal hardware store. I would take 5 minutes on a grinding stone to grind them down a quarter of an inch, and we would give them to the people at General Dynamics, and they would sell them to the government for $149.
Yeah, I saw a lot of that myself. The amount of waste, it was just absolutely epic. And I think for most American taxpayers, if they have not seen it themselves, they don't get it. They absolutely don't get just that sheer difference in scale of spending. You and I, in our homes, in our lives, our money is like basically an eyedropper. We have a little eyedropper, and we drop, you know, a few drops on the mortgage, and a few drops on the electric bill, and a few drops on our telephone. These people have fire hoses, and they use them with wild, reckless abandon. You literally cannot imagine the scale of spending that takes place in this military establishment. And again, you might be able to say it's okay if we were getting value for money. But my experience, going back through my years with NASA and some DOD stuff I did for them back then, the Martin Marietta project, my experience is absolutely we do not get value for money. And this latest generation of military embarrassments, the F-35, the F-22, the Independence-class littoral ships, the Gerald R. Ford, all of these consistent boondoggle projects show us it's just a way to loot the wealth from the American people, to enrich the defense contractors and their cronies. And during peacetime, yeah, maybe you can get away with that because it's all about stimulating the economy. But when you are seriously contemplating going into a major war and sending our children off to do battle with these pieces of absolute junk, that to me is premeditated murder for profit. To send our kids off into battle and say, well, you know, they're probably going to get killed because we're giving them junk to fight with, but hey, we made money and that's all that really matters.
Well, and we, the taxpayers, have been supporting all of this, and when they do go to the nuclear option, because they'll have no choice, we all better hope that we have 10 million sunblock on, because, you know, we're going to be glowing ourselves.
You know, you're absolutely right, and that is another reason why I am so adamantly opposed to allowing this war agenda to move further any forward, because at some point, we're going to cross the point of no return. In fact, I think in Washington's view, they've already gone past that. That's why they're trying to get, Ukraine going and Syria going and Iran going. Like I said, the return to Bretton Woods is an all-or-nothing deal. So they're past the point of no return. But again, the United States is without the necessary M's, don't have the manufacturing, don't have the money, don't have the manpower, don't have the munitions. We're militarily exhausted already, getting ready to go into a large-scale land conventional war against Russia and or China. And that means we're going to lose. And that means somewhere between now and that final surrender, capitulation by the United States government, yeah, they're going to resort to the nuclear weapons.
Well, I agree with you, Michael, and that's all I had for you today. I just wanted to let you know about at least that little piece of information that I knew.
Yes. Yeah, no, I like I said, I've seen it for myself, and it is just, until you see it with your own eyes, you just don't grasp the scale of spending that is in that military industrial complex. And Eisenhower did warn us about it. Again, there's that wonderfully funny movie, The Pentagon Wars, directed by Richard Benjamin, about the Bradley Infantry Fighting Vehicle. And even that movie doesn't really show the numbers that are behind there. I mean, they do talk about the fact that the Bradley cost something like $17 billion in research and development before they even fielded the first unit. And it is. It's just all about these vast sums of money. And I think the American people, again, if we had a lemon law in this country, you know, where anything that the government buys with our money that turns out to not work, we get a refund. You know, we'd be owed a huge amount of money on this whole military-industrial complex because the amount of sheer waste that's going on out there, it is amazing to see. It's all graft and corruption there. All right, Obi, we're going to let you go here. coming up on the top of the hour. Now, as if Ukraine and Syria and Iran and who knows, Venezuela weren't enough, the saber rattling against North Korea is now continuing. Apparently, the United Nations has sent the dreaded, sternly worded letter to Kim Jong-un over reported crimes against humanity, saying, oh, they employ murder and torture, slavery and sexual violence and other abuses to prop up the state and so forth. Wait a minute. Is that North Korea or is that the United States? Because the United States is murdering people with the drones. They're torturing people at Guantanamo and Bagram. We're all slaves. If you don't believe me, look at the bottom of that 1040 form. They're spying on us, other abuses. I'm not seeing a whole lot of difference between North Korea and the U.S. government right now. But be that as it may, the United Nations has decided, oh, yes, it's time for us to ramp up the war against Korea again. We know why. Along with war with Russia and Syria and Iran, the United States is desperate to get into a state of war with China. Doesn't have to be fought. Just has to be declared. So the U.S. can stiff China for all the money that China has loaned the United States government. China knows it's coming. They're already dumping treasuries. I think they dumped another $48 billion in U.S. treasuries on the market yesterday. And if there is a declared state of war between the United States and China, then all of the U.S. allies will have to stop using the yuan and the renminbi and scurry back to dependence on the U.S. dollar borrowed at interest from the Federal Reserve. And that is why the U.S. is trying to get war with China somehow, either through North Korea, through Japan and the debate over the Senkaku Islands, or the Philippines and the debate over the Spratlys. Just any way they can get the war, that's what they're trying to do. And they're sitting there thinking that, you know, we'll get a declared war, it'll never actually be fought, it'll be a new Cold War, and all will be well. I'm not so sure. I don't think they're in control of the situation as it is right now. I think it's cascading out of control, and there is the real danger, definitely. Now, over in Saudi Arabia, they're having their anti-government protests as well, and the Saudi forces have killed two anti-government protesters in Qatif. Funny how it's not getting the same kind of media coverage that we're seeing coming out of places like the Ukraine. Just sort of came and went, yeah, they shot him, big deal. Not newsworthy, nothing to see here, citizens. Move along. Now, John McCain, who is out there drooling for all these wars, is speculating that if Republicans win control of the Senate this November, and they might, with the disaster of Obamacare crippling the Democrats, he, Senator John McCain, wants to be chairman of the Armed Services Committee, where he gets to decide, you know, where more of these boondoggle weapons programs are going to go. And we already know, McCain will never say no. You know, newest weapon, oh, let's build a Death Star. Let's build, you know, this, and let's make all the, just love all that stuff out there. And he's just drooling already. He's already out there. I would be so happy to be chairman of the Armed Services Committee. He's just ready to go on out there and start signing checks full of U.S. taxpayer dollars for more boondoggle weapon systems. He's just happy as all. He's just excited over the possibility of just sitting at the top of that procurement chain and writing out those big billion-dollar, trillion-dollar contracts for these boondoggle weapon systems. Because, hey, he's not the guy who has to take them into combat. We're going to take a break here now for top-of-the-hour news and commercials, and we will be right back.